This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Chris Cowley. Fan cams, club news, transfer news, match previews, legend interviews,
Spurs women,
press conferences,
covering everything Tottenham and England.
Hello, I'm Andy from Newcastle Fans TV. You can find Newcastle Fans TV all across your socials, where we cover all the latest news surrounding Newcastle United, as well as match previews and reviews. Newcastle United's 23-24 season so far has been an emotional rollercoaster, to say the very least. From the highs of beating PSG 4-1 at home to getting to the end of 2023 with barely a starting 11 and crawling our way into 2024. But, however, things are currently on the turn. We look like we're getting in better form on a push for Europe. And hopefully that form doesn't dip on Saturday and we can pick up a result. Our standout player so far this season for me, Bruno Guimarães, has to be number one. He's absolutely carried that team on his back and managed to avoid getting another yellow card so far, which would see him get a further ban. So for me, Bruno's been amazing. Isak is currently in the form of his life, and absolutely on fire, whilst Anthony Gordon has definitely shown why he needs to be on the plane to Germany as well this summer. I think in terms of performances so far this season, 100% still backing Eddie Howe. For all the injuries we've had this season, I think we've done very well to be where we are in the table. I think it's deserved. We've managed to grind results out at times. I mean, look at the comeback against West Ham the other week. And I think we're still definitely pushing for a place in Europe. Europe is 100% still on the cards for me next season. I think we've got a decent run until the end of the season now, certainly better than West Ham and both West Ham and Man United. And I think we've got it in us to grind out results more than West Ham and Man United do as well. So I think sixth place is still there for the taking if we want it. Next season, we need to have a strong showing in Europe, which would hopefully be the Europa League. But to do that in the summer, we need to be backed by the board, which I think they have more than good enough intentions to do. I think there'll be a lot of outs as well as a lot of ins. Obviously, with financial fair play these days, everyone's a bit worried about overspending, but we've got to go for it in the summer and push back on and then hopefully get back into the top four and back into Champions League football the season after as well. I think Ange Postecoglou has done an amazing job for Spurs this season, given the uncertainty that surrounded him and then the uncertainty that surrounded the club when Harry Kane departed for Bayern Munich as well. I think the players that have been brought into the club this season have been the right ones, like James Maddison and then Timo Werner in January. They've both shown to strengthen the squad. And yeah, playing some really entertaining football, I have to say. And pushing on for the top four with Aston Villa dipping massively out of form now. So it's looking like Spurs might get Champions League football again next season, which, given the miss out of Europe totally this season, I'm sure it'll be a massive, massive relief for Spurs fans. I think, as ever, as it is to any team, I think Son's the biggest threat to Newcastle United this weekend. He can flip the game on its head. You know, he's one of the best in the world in his position, and he's just a great player all round. Favourite ever meeting between Newcastle and Spurs? Well, it has to be the 6-1 last season. It was just ridiculous. I remember watching just in utter disbelief to what was going on. You know, these were our main competitors for pushing for top four last season. We just absolutely blew years away within 20 minutes, which was just, it's like nothing I've ever seen at St James's Park, at least for a very, very long time. Spurs players, I think, would get in the Newcastle starting 11 right now. Well, we're absolutely desperate for a left-back. We haven't had an out-and-out left-back for a few in a year now. You know, Dan Burn has dropped back into his actual position, being the left side of a centre-half, and he's been fantastic there so far. So I'd say Destiny Udogi would 100% get in there. I think Son's a given. And the man we missed out in the summer in James Maddison on our right-hand side would complete our front three at the minute. So, yeah, they're the three Spurs players I think would probably walk into our starting 11 at the minute. In terms of Newcastle United players that I think would get in the Spurs starting 11, I think Bruno Guimaraes and Alexander Isak both walk into any starting 11 in the league at the minute on the form they're in. Isak's banging goals in left, right and centre. Like I've said before, Bruno has absolutely carried the team this summer, and he's one of the best at what he does, turning round possession, carrying the ball forward. He's been absolutely amazing this season, and I cannot praise Bruno Guimaraes enough. That being said, I think when they're fit, I think former Spurs player Kieran Trippier would still get in over Pedro Porro, I think, and Emerson Royal. I think Trippier still is, given his age, one of the best in the world in the right-back position. And Joe Linton, for me, again, is a player that I think would walk into most teams in this league, definitely. He's just an absolute enforcer. He's been an absolute game changer for us moving into that central midfield position, and we miss him dearly, and I think he would definitely get in the Spurs starting 11. This Saturday, I think there may be a couple of changes in the Newcastle United squad. I don't know if this is me being hopeful. I think this is more maybe the lineup I would like to see us play, and what I think, given what's available to us at the minute, would be our strongest 11. We're still yet to hear upon Kieran Trippier. There might be a late call on him, but it seems a bit uncertain at the minute. That being said, for what's definitely the lineup I would pick personally would be Dubravka, Kraft, Shaw, Byrne and Lewis Hall across the back. Elliot Anderson, Bruno Guimaraes and Joe Willock across the midfield, and I'd play a front three of Harvey Barnes, Alexander Isak and Anthony Gordon. I think the early kickoff is going to be an entertaining one. Both teams play attacking football. Both teams go for it every game. And I think, I want to say 2-1 Newcastle. I think we're going to grind it out again. We've been good at grinding out results. And I fancy Alexander Isak to get both goals.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.